I looked over my notes, and to my knowledge, there's at least one thing that I did not respond to, and so I want to do that, and that is that Pat compared me to a Seventh-day Adventist because I went back and took things from the law. And so I'm going to explain again my point. And by the way, if anybody here wants my notes on the fallacy of Seventh-day Adventism, let me know and I'll email them to you, because I did fight against that doctrine one time and went to Belize, and quite successfully so, by the way, and even had some public discussion with Seventh-day Adventist preachers in Belize. If you want those notes, you're welcome to. But at any rate, having said that, my point is that the principle of feminine, I have a hard time saying it, woman's subjection to man has been true from the beginning of time. Genesis 3:16. And if the artificial head covering is on an equality with that matter of feminine subjection to man, then it has been true in all societies from the beginning of time. And I believe I proved, and Pat didn't even argue with this, so I think he accepts this, that it certainly was not true in Jewish society under the Mosaic covenant. And there's no evidence that it was true in the patriarchal system. In fact, we know it wasn't true in the day of Judah, because at least at one time during the day of Judah, the veil was symbolic of a prostitute. And so we know that this is not something that has been true as long as and in equality with the woman's subjection to her husband. It's not an equality. And now let's go to his chart 16. Oh, you've already got it up there. Fine. If you look at this, Pat, I think, understands now that some of these things are not permanent. Some of these things are not universal. We dealt with the usage of the word nature. It's not the same usage as in Romans 1. The context determines the usage of a word. And we know there's not always been a violation of God's law. It's not always been shameful for a man to have long hair. Now, there's no danger of my doing that. There's nothing more foolish than a bald-headed man with a ponytail. So there's absolutely no danger of my doing that. But nevertheless, this has not always been shameful. There was a time when God allowed it. And in fact, God required it of Samson. And for Absalom in Israel, it was a mark of his handsomeness, his good looks, his masculine good looks, that he had so much hair that they, when he cut it at the end of the year, it weighed 200 shekels. Somewhere between 3 and 6 pounds. That's a lot of hair. All I can do is be jealous of such a thing. And so the point is, it's not an equality, and Pat recognizes that. All right, let's go down to the word custom in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 16. Now, if I understand Pat's position, the apostles and churches had no practice other than the women wearing a head covering. I think I've successfully correctly stated Pat's position. All right, it's a practice, it's a custom. That's what Paul said. Allow Pat's position on it. It's still a custom. It's still that which is not bound by divine law. Something which is allowed but not required. Brothers and sisters, please understand me. I'm not trying to divide brethren over this. I don't want brethren to divide over this. I'm not trying to get women to quit wearing their veils. It doesn't bother me a bit. We have women in the congregation where I preach who wear the veil all the time. It doesn't bother me. It would bother me if they violated their conscience and didn't wear it and that violated their conscience. That would bother me. And there's one woman who just came out of a formerly Mennonite church. And she still dresses the way the man, and she was baptized into Christ last fall. And she still wears the head covering, the artificial head covering. And she still dresses like a Mennonite. And she asked me about that, and I encouraged her to continue doing that because she has so many friends among the Mennonites, and we hope that she'll influence some of them to bring them to Christ. Do I believe that you have to dress the way a Mennonite does? No! But because of the cultural customs of the people among whom she lives, she is becoming all things to all men. And that's all I want us to do. Recognize it's a liberty. Don't bind it. If your conscience is bothered by not wearing it, wear it. Don't make it a matter of division. I've said all I need to say. Thank you.